In the first reading today, on this Thursday of the 12th week, at an ordinary time, we have the beginning of the destruction of Jerusalem and the exile of the people. It's hard for us to grasp the shock. Israel had been used to, by that time, 500, 600 years of God's action with them. But he never took away the land. He never destroyed the temple, which was built, you know, to house that ark and so forth that God had commanded to be built just that way. And now, no land. No land, no identity. And so they fought so hard to keep an identity, and that's when all those rules and regulations, all those customs began, because the sages realized that if they didn't have a way of life that was minutely legislated for and kept, they'd lose their identity. And so we have another day or so of the story of that. And then, but it's worth reflecting on. Because it's a work of mercy. I think our biggest problem, and when we reflect on the gospel today, is that we don't really understand how bad sin is and what it does. The evil that it sets loose in us, around us, we don't really get it, but God does. So we have today the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount. Obviously, they've skipped parts, but we have the conclusion today. First, we have two warnings. One, not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom. Only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Now, remember, God is identical with his will. We don't have God and then his will. In other words, what Jesus is teaching us here is the sweetness of identifying with God. See, God is not an efficiency engineer. He doesn't wake up every morning and say, you do this, you do this, you do this. But this is the whole movement of the divinity to bring humanity to salvation. And it is incredibly profound and intricate and covers the aspect, as no one else could ever do, of every life. Just imagine how Jesus clung to the will of the Father. How sweet it was, even in the garden. He's trying to tell us something here. And then he warns them. He could, you know, prophesying in my name, driving out demons, doing mighty deeds, those are good things. There's nothing wrong with them. But, and if I give you these charismatic gifts, I'm not going to take them away. But they won't do you or the church any good. Unless your heart is stuck fast into the heart of my Father. That you really search every day for what he wants. And you do that. Then whatever gifts I give you will prosper and build and help. And then we have these words about obedience to Jesus himself. Everybody who listens to these words and acts on them is like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. In Palestine, there's shelves of rock just below the surface of the soil, most places. But if somebody's going to build a house, they don't normally have to build a foundation. They just clear that away and build it on that shelf of rock that's there. And if somebody doesn't, they just go out and build a house. Well, then when a storm comes, it'll just be blown away. So our Lord's telling us, build your house wisely. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them. Now, what would that mean for us, like today? We've heard these words. We've heard these two descriptions of the will of the Father. One, the Father himself, and the second, Jesus and his teaching, which is identical, obviously, with the will and the thoughts of the Father. What are we going to do about it? You can see, I'm sure, without a lot of help even from the newspapers, that the world is falling around all around us. There's not much doubt about that. I mean, look at the destroyed lives. Look at the wars, the cruelty, the absolute ignorance of God. And for those of us who have been so privileged as to have the gift of faith, to have been invited here this morning to hear this word of God, to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, what are we going to do? What are we going to do today? Is the will of the Father sweet to us? Or is it like a burden? We'd really rather be doing something else. I remember one day the Lord said to me, well, you've been doing my will. Not great, but you've been doing my will. But you do it often, wishing you were doing something else. I'm going to change that by my mercy. I'm going to put into your heart such a desire that you really want to do my will. That you don't do my will and wish you were doing something else. That's a great grace. And that begins to identify our heart to be more like that of Jesus, right? But it's a grace. It's a gift. So we should pray for that, for ourselves, for all the brethren, for all the church, that we build our house on rock.